better to be able to do that as opposed to some of the two-gap things you had to do.
I'm ready, man. You know, I've been waiting to play in this type of scheme for a while. Being at Florida State for a couple years, we were more reading there. And then I went to Baltimore and we read a little bit there. Last year, Baltimore, we started attacking a little bit more. And, you know, I had my best year, so it's going to be exciting.
I mean, were you surprised by the trade? I mean, how did that all come about? How did you hear the news?
I was mind blown. You know, the dead on his answer, you know, I was just kind of sleeping, woke up and looked at my phone. And I was like, what? You know, so, I mean, it surprised me. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to work in my favor. And I think that thing's going to work out fine for Baltimore, too. You know, I wish them well.
When you say you looked at your phone, was it text, people texting you, telling you about it? Or
yeah.
When did the team tell you? Was it later that day?
It's kind of right after I read that text message. You know.
After Brandon Williams signed his big deal in March, I mean, did you think then that maybe at most you probably would be there for about a year?
I knew that after the next year I would probably be gone. I wasn't thinking, you know, a couple months or a couple weeks I would be out of there, you know, but I mean, it's part of it, you know.
Has the shock worn off in the few days since, or are you still pretty surprised about it?
It really don't matter, honestly. You know, I'm an Eagle now, you know. This green and black is the only thing on my mind. That's all that I care about. You know, I got to do whatever I got to do to help take this defense to the next level and help us win football games. You know, that's all the thing that's important.
So, Timmy, are you more comfortable playing closer to the center as opposed to five technique?
It doesn't matter. You know, I feel like that's another thing I think Baltimore helped me out with a lot. You know, I played on both sides. They did it really well at moving me up and down the line. I moved a lot at Florida State, you know, even from end to a zero technique. I mean, I'm used to it. It really doesn't matter. I'm just one of those guys that I just want to be on the field. You know, I'm fighting for a spot. I'm not even looking at, you know, this situation as being, oh, you're going to come in and start right now. You got to earn that. You know what I mean? So after I earn, you know, my spot, then I kind of, you know, go from there. But right now my mind is just on, you know, earning anything.
As far as playing next to Fletcher Cox, how can that help you?
Of course it'll help. You know what I mean? He's a dog. You know, people are going to double him. He's going to cause attention. And when you get attention and you get double teams, you're free on the other side. You know, and I'm pretty confident that I can win one-on-ones. You know, I feel confident that I can beat two people sometimes. So, you know, I think we're going to complement each other.
Have you gotten to talk with T. Brooks since the trade has gone down, so what's some of the feedback you got?
He was so happy, man. T. Brooks was one of the first people to call me. You know, he was just excited. You know, he was telling me, you know, how much I'm going to enjoy it here, how much I'm going to like it. You know, so I'm ready to see it, man.
Yeah, the snaps went down the second half of the season. Did that have to do with production, or was it one causing the other? I mean, you had almost, I think, all your sacks in the first half.
I don't really know what the case was, man. I know part of it was I had a little stinger in my shoulder, you know, around the time we played the Cowboys. So that nagged me a couple weeks, you know. And then from there, I couldn't really have a great explanation as to what happened or anything like that. You know, I gave it everything I got. You know, my coaches know that. The guys that I played with know that. You know, that's all that matters, man. You know.
It's a contract year for you. How does that factor into things?
It really doesn't. I mean, I've been busting my tail since I've been in the NFL. So the plan is just come in and do it all over again. Work as hard as I can. Learn the playbook inside and out. And go put it all out there on Sunday. You know, and make sure I practice hard in between. You know, I feel like as long as I do those things, then the rest of it will just take care of itself.
You talk about Brandon's contract in Baltimore, how that made it unlikely that you'd be there long term. This team has a lot of money tied up in their defensive line right now. Do you still think that there's a chance you can be here long term if everything works out this year?
I haven't even thought that far. You know, I understand the situation. You know, right now my mind is on football, winning football games. You know, the money part, that stuff will figure itself out. Like, you know, I'm not worried about that. You know, I feel like I'm doing pretty good in my life. I've seen more now than I've ever seen before, so I'm fine. I'm not thinking about that. I want to play. I want to play football. I just want to prove my point. I want to prove that I'm one of the best.
You played against the Eagles last year What do you know about the Eagles' offense based, you know, on what you saw on tape and in that game?
They move well, man. Those guys up front move well, especially Kelce. I think Kelce's probably the best, one of the best centers I played against. I mean, his ability to move sideways, you know, get up on linebackers and stuff, he gave us a fit. You know, so I know those guys can play. I know they're going to give me, I'm going to have my work cut out for me every day at practice.
In addition to the scheme, how much are you looking forward to playing for Jim Schwartz with the reputation he's had around the league?
Oh, man, I'm excited. You know, he told me, you know, it's going to be a big year for me. You know, he has plans for me. You know, so we'll see, man.
In Baltimore, did you know Joe Douglas at all?
Yes.
Okay. Is that something that you think factored into this trade?
Nah, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know what kind of caused it. All of this happened. You know, I'm just as lost as a lot of people. You know, I got a lot of the same questions y'all have. So,
what's the week been like for you since signing out?
It's been a little bit hectic, you know, but I'm adjusting. I'm going to be fine, man. I know that this is home. I know that I'm on it here, you know, and I want to be here.
How many guys on this team do you know fairly well?
Nigel Bradham, Terrence Brooks, two guys that I know. I played against Womack. You know, we joked around a little bit about when we played against each other my rookie year. But that's about it, man. I'm looking forward to meeting more people, though. It's going to be interesting.
Is getting to the quarterback a big part of your game?
Most definitely. You know, that's every defensive lineman. You know, that's kind of the main thing. You know, everybody wants sacks, you know, but it's hard to get them. It's hard, man. You got to make sure you prepare the right way.
Will this scheme put you in position to do that, maybe more so than 3-4?
Most definitely. You know, like I said, I've never even played in a system like this to where, you know, they really want you, you know, to attack, you know, all the time, you know, everywhere. I've played, they always kind of told you to keep the linebackers, you know, keep them free, keep the linemen off the linebacker, stuff like that, you know. But this is kind of my first time ever being told, go, you know. So I proved my point.
Is that going to take some getting used to, or do you think you're ready to
do it now? Not me. It ain't going to take no getting used to. I'm just ready to just put that helmet on and prove my point.
Towards the end of last year, there were some questions about your motor. But, you know, in this scheme, like you mentioned, you're always going to be asked to go. So if those questions should arise, man, how would you address those questions?
I mean, the best thing you could ever do is just go out and prove it. You know what I mean? Like, far as motor, I got these questions I've never even heard. Because everybody I've ever played with know I go hard. I play hard. You know what I mean? And I'm going to prove my point when I get here, too. You know, everybody in this organization will know. You know, that kid, he's a dog when he's on the field. You know, I don't stop.
At the end of last year, were you frustrated?
End of last year?
Yeah.
Nah. You know, of course I wish we could have made the playoffs and stuff like that, you know, but from a personal standpoint, no, it wasn't no reason. You know, at the end of the day, things may have slowed down for me, but I had the best year of my career last year. People don't want to mention that. You know, I had the best year of my career. The guys beside me had pretty good years. Brandon Williams had a great year. Michael Pierce, when he was with me, he had a great year. So it was like everybody ate. Everybody, you know, had a good year. So I had no reason to be down at all.
When you look at this being a contract year, like we talked about earlier, how much motivation does that provide to even, you know, try to climb higher with right. the ceiling?
I mean, it's in the back of your head, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, my biggest focus is football. You know, I would hate to have the mindset about nothing but money coming into this situation. You know what I mean? It wouldn't work out for me. If that was the only thing on my mind, it wouldn't work. You have to focus on, you know, what's important. You know, keep the main thing is football. That's my focus. I'm not here worried about nothing else. I'm just trying to win. That's it.
Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Tim. Did you prefer, Timmy?